Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, everybody. Welcome to Saints Happy Hour Podcast. That's breaking news. No, it's not. Andrew, the Saints and Mickey Loomis disappointed me. He disappointed Saints Twitter. And really, he disappointed America. The Saints did nothing at the trade deadline. They didn't even have any juicy rumors today that the Saints might do something. The trade deadline as a whole today in the NFL was a big, giant pile of nothing. So the Saints are locked in with the roster they have, but are you surprised they didn't do anything?
No, I'm not surprised. I mean, I thought if they did anything, it wouldn't be something super exciting. I never really thought AJ Green was a realistic thing, you know. And if anything, maybe the Saints would lowball Cincinnati, and Cincinnati would pass. So, you know, Robbie Anderson was a name that was out there, but again, like I don't think the Saints were going to offer more than a fifth for someone that they maybe would think would help them. So, you know, at the end of the day, I still feel pretty good about this roster. I mean, we're talking about a team that put up 500 yards on the Arizona Cardinals without Tre'Quan Smith, without Jared Cook, without Alvin Kamara, and they're getting all those guys back probably after the bye.
Yeah, and here's the thing with A.J. Green. It was a quote that, you know, and by the way, this podcast is free because of mybookie, .ag. Go to mybookie.ag, use the code CHAIR, you get 100% sign up bonus. Do it. No, what I was going to say, Andrew, is that Mike Brown said last week, why should we do a trade and help other teams get better? And that's Cincinnati's attitude. So when you have that attitude, that's like dealing with a flat earther. You can't, where do you even start? And here's the thing, New England gave up a second round pick for Mohamed Sanu, and San Francisco gave up a third and a fourth round pick for Emmanuel Sanders. You don't think they called Cincinnati and offered them that or more? You don't think New England offered a second round pick for AJ Green? So like the AJ Green, it was never happening, in spite of what some people on Saints Twitter today said or wished or whatever the hell. But they didn't make any moves. You know, going forward, of all who they have, you know, as the main option behind Kamara and Mike Thomas, who do you feel the most confident that will contribute these last 8 weeks?
Well, I mean, I think the emergence of Latavius Murray is pretty huge, you know, and I know he's not a receiver, and I know, you know, when Kamara's in there, he's probably not, but it just gives them a third guy. They can make plays, they trust. So I think the emergence of Latavius Murray is sneaky huge for this offense. And look, they just got 63 yards receiving out of Taysom Hill. So, you know, now that Breeze is back and he can play, he's an interesting prospect for me as a kind of a receiving tight end that you have to pay attention to. And, you know, they get Tre'Quan Smith back. I mean, I think they have options. I'm not that worried. Look, this is a team that's 7-1. Without Drew Brees.
You know, it's true. And you know, they don't
like
need...
If you were to ask me, like, what's the most devastating thing that could happen to this team, I would say lose their Hall of Fame quarterback, and they went 5-0 without him. So if that's not a testament to how good this roster is, I don't know what is.
Well, let's be real, though. The most important person on their offense is Michael Thomas.
Like, yeah, sure. And if something happens to him, obviously that's a game changer. But, you know, I still think there's enough that... You know, they've been out without Kamara for a couple of weeks. And I think if Michael Thomas was out, they would find a way because they're that good everywhere else. So, look, receiver isn't ideal. You got to hope Tre'Quan comes back and that he plays well. You got to hope that Jared Cook can kind of keep progressing because he started slow and we were starting to see signs before the injury that maybe he was coming around. So we just got to hope that that continues to progress and we'll see.
Yeah. One more thing before we get out of here, guys. I want to tell you about our new sponsor, Manscaped. Manscaped is offering 20% off plus free shipping when you use the code armchair. They have redesigned their electronic trimmer. Their Lawnmower 2.0 has proprietary skin-safe technology, so this trimmer won't nick or snag your nuts. And let me tell you guys, that's important. It's very important. You don't think it is, and then you snag your nuts on a product that's not as good as Manscaped, and you're like, God, I should have bought the good stuff. So go to Manscaped, use the code armchair, and get 20% off and free shipping. I promise you, you won't regret it. Final question, and then we'll get out of here, Andrew, because we can hear the tennis behind you. The Saints, they didn't do anything today, but on the flip side, neither did Green Bay. Neither did Dallas. San Francisco got Emmanuel Sanders last week, so they're better. But I look around, nobody in the NFC did anything. So I feel just as good about the Saints as I did before the deadline. Yeah, it was a little let down because we're so used to Loomis doing stuff. It's always a little let down when he doesn't. You know, it's a little bit surprising. But I feel just as good about this team as I did before. Are you surprised that more trades didn't happen in the NFC, being that how deep it is?
Yeah, I am. And it seemed like more trades happened like in the last 2 weeks. And you know, at the deadline, really nothing major happened. So it's kind of weird how, you know, sometimes deadlines bring activity and we didn't really see that. So, you know, I'm not surprised. I mean, those teams, you don't want to give up assets when you feel like you can win a Super Bowl with what you have, you know? And I think at the end of the day, that's how they all feel. I think that's how the Saints feel, the Patriots feel, the Packers and Niners. I think they all feel like, hey, our teams are good enough. So if anything, it's maybe teams like Kansas City or, you know, Chicago. Like, those to me are teams that maybe would be more desperate to try to fix what's going on. But anyway, you know, I feel good about where the Saints are. I would love another receiver, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen, and I'm totally okay with that.
Yeah, and look, last year we knew going into the deadline that they had to do something about Ken Crawley, which, oh, by the way, they released him today. So the Ken Crawley era is over. I think we will look back at 2017 Ken Crawley like a unicorn, and we just won't understand why it happened. But it did. But, you know, last year going into trade deadline, Andrew, they felt like they had to do something at corner, and they literally went down the list. They couldn't get Patrick Peterson. They were going to add a corner last year. And this year they didn't feel the same way about at receiver. They feel like they're okay. And moves are fun, but they're still 7-1. They're still incredibly deep. I know it's a little bit of a letdown, but everybody, it's fine. You can't have you can't have Christmas and fun. Loomis can't YOLO all the time. So even though you're disappointed like me, it'll be okay. And this has been Breaking News, and we will see you tomorrow.